We decided to have Catholic Schools Week for a number of reasons. One was to encourage all associated with Catholic schools to reflect on what it means to be a Catholic school, to give some time to doing that. Also, to mark the important contribution that Catholic education offers to our nation right throughout the country. We're also thinking of the necessity to highlight the Catholic school's mission. Like the mission of the school is it combines faith and reason in its work and its pursuit of truth. So to think a bit about that, to say again that Catholic education will continue to play the strong role that it does in preparing students for lives of compassionate leadership and for service in the community. And also then to affirm the commitment of the school, of the Catholic school, to provide young people with a holistic formation at both the moral, intellectual, the spiritual level that will, you know, that will encourage them into the future to seek the truth and, we hope, to bring hope to those with whom they work.
But a lot of people would look at Catholic schools now and say, I mean, there isn't any orders left. There's no nuns or priests even left in the school. So how can they continue to be Catholic schools when they aren't even staffed by any religious?
Well, the church is the people of God. It's not about buildings. It's not about institutions. It's about all of the people that make up the church. And that is the entire people of God. And what has happened over the last number of years, a transition has taken place. And responsibility for the schools is seen now to be the responsibility of all the people of the church. I mean, the church leaders, the church, the lay people, everyone who is part of the church has a responsibility for the church and for Catholic schools. The result of that is that responsibility now on the day-to-day, the ground level for schools is largely in the hands of lay people. You have boards of management for the day-to-day running of schools. Then you have the trusts or the overall body that has responsibility. So I mean, it is, schools are in the hands of all the people who make up the church. And as a result of that, Catholic ethos, the characteristic spirit of the school is now sustained into the future as a result of that. And the proof of the pudding is in the eating, that there is still a great demand for our schools at both primary and secondary level.
There may still be a great demand, and I think everybody would agree on that. But at the same time, I mean, are people really going for the Catholic ethos, or are they just going because these are the schools that are known to get the good points and to get students into colleges?
They are going for both, I suppose. I mean, Catholic schools, if you were to ask, what does it mean to be a Catholic school? How do Catholic schools operate? And there are a number of points that make up a Catholic school. One is that the Catholic school is concerned, obviously, for the dignity of the person, that they put special value on each person. Catholic schools believe that you meet God in the bits and pieces of life, that our values, our religion, our relationship with God is to the day-to-day part of life, that everything that happens to us. Catholic schools are part of a tradition. They've made a big contribution in the past. They're continuing to make that, and they will do that into the future. Catholic schools value knowledge, that knowledge is important, that the best education possible is offered to the young person. The Catholic schools serve a community. They're part of, if you take any primary school, it's part of the local community. Their Catholic schools are committed to those who are most in need, that there's a special commitment to where there is need, where there is especially special needs, as we say nowadays. Catholic schools are open. They're welcoming to all. They're inclusive. And you'll find in Catholic schools children of course, of the Catholic faith, but you'll find children of other traditions, of other faiths and none. For that reason, that's the reason why people choose these schools. They choose them because for all of these reasons.
You were mentioning that parents would have a choice in different schools, but realistically, often, particularly in primary schools, the only local school is often a Catholic school.
Yes.
So
yes.
There isn't really much of a choice there.
Yeah, but the church, in our document, the document, the policy for Catholic schools, which we published in about 2 years ago, we have always said that it is the parents who decide what kind of education that they want for their children. Now, in situations where there is a need for a school under a different patronage, I mean, the Department of Education is committed to providing that. Currently, in situations where there is a need for another type of school, and where that need is sufficient, the Department of Education has indicated its willingness to provide schools under alternative patronage.